Any other papers that were presented here you want to comment on?
Interesting paper by Ben Tay, very technical, but an interesting paper where he looked at gene microarrays in papillary renal cell and was able to dissect out two subtypes, well, really three, good prognosis, poor prognosis, and then a mixed group. And the implications of this are looking at the genes that are overexpressed and underexpressed and maybe coming up with a couple that have an immunohistochemical correlate, which can then give us a marker easily by doing staining that may, in fact, have some implications for developing new drugs for those diseases. So I think his work has been steady and consistent and reproducible, and so he really leads the way in this approach to trying to get a handle on the biology of renal cell cancer.
What are some of the common questions that you get from oncologists in practice about renal cell, maybe that we haven't talked about?
One of the big ones is bone metastases. You know, bone disease is a real issue in renal cell, and it hasn't been particularly amenable to treatment with cytokine therapy. I don't think we know yet how much we'll get from this tyrosine kinase inhibitors, but I had a patient that had a few bone lesions, one of which was in the femoral neck, and she elected to continue sunitinib first and snapped her hip. But when they did the histological evaluation, the entire tumor area was necrotic, suggesting that she was, in fact, getting a response from the drug. So I'm hoping that we are going to see responses in bone disease because it can be a miserable problem. I mean, we talked about one case where it was an isolated bone met, but usually one leads to a dozen, and it's a problem. I get asked about the brain met question, and we have not had any complications of treating brain metastases with these drugs so far. I mean, they do spontaneously hemorrhage, so I don't know that you can blame it on a drug if that were to happen. We try to not use whole brain irradiation if we can help it in renal cell cancer because it's so resistant to radiation, and it just leads to chronic problems if people live long enough, which they often do. So if it's single metastases, I try to go to surgery. If it's a couple, I still try to go to surgery. If it's too many, then we use Gamma Knife and go with focal radiation rather than whole brain irradiation. The other problem for renal cell is hypercalcemia, which is a major impairment, usually late in the course of the disease. As was stated in the abstract and presentation and in my own personal experience, CCI-779 has treated patients with ongoing hypercalcemia where it's completely reversed the problem. So I'm very impressed with that in that setting.